and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you very much for joining us as we bring you extensive coverage of the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. My name is Bob Long, and now we're going to shine a spotlight on all things BMW. And joining me is a gentleman I've had the pleasure of speaking with many times in the past. His name is Paul Ferriola. He is BMW's Manager of Product Planning. Paul, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Let's talk about the big news. This is a world debut, a global debut of a very important product, an iconic product from BMW. It's the all-new 3 Series, and it's here in the Motor City for the first time.
Yeah, it's the first public debut of the car, and we're excited. If there's a car that embodies our brand, our business, it's our 3 Series, so we're excited about this new car.
I would imagine when you add up all the BMWs that you sell, all the different incarnations, and I know these days there are a lot of BMWs in the lineup, but the 3 Series is probably the volume leader.
Exactly. It's the core product, probably one out of three to one out of four of car. Every BMW that we sell in North America is a 3 Series, and it's an important part of our brand.
This is the sixth generation of the 3 Series. I am old enough to remember the first generation. There have been many great generations over the years, and certainly coming off the last generation, the E90 configuration, the engineers no doubt had some pretty hefty goals to surpass the last vehicle because that was an extremely well-done machine.
You know, you're exactly right. The E90 it was a great car, well-received by the media, and the customers loved their car. So we had a tough job. But the world's changing, and what we wanted to do is respond to some of the customer suggestions, yet adapt to a changing world. And I think we put all of the focus on making it the best sports sedan we possibly can. And we achieved that. But what we also did is made the car a lot more efficient. We have a new engine, a new four-cylinder engine. Mm-hmm. It's a twin power. We call it the twin power turbo four. It's got direct injection, it's twin-scroll turbocharger, and a sophisticated valve control. And that combination of technology gives the cars great fuel economy. We're getting on our 328. 30 EPA highway ratings, 36 miles per gallon.
That's remarkable. Tell our listeners all across North America about this twin scroll technology. A lot of people, when you say that, they're probably thinking of two turbos, but that's not the case. This is one turbo with some very interesting engineering built right into it.
Exactly. We have it's a four-cylinder engine feeding this turbocharger, and to get that impeller to speed up as quickly as possible. What we have is two cylinders feeding that impeller through one vane, through one path of air, and the other two going through another. And the pulses of air and the way it hits that impeller, this technology allows that impeller to speed up more quickly. You get the boost more quickly. And that's what people want in a turbo engine. The trick is to get rid of that turbo lag, and we've done it.
You certainly have. And once again, you can also get, in addition to the twin scroll turbo, the magnificent, you can also get the 3-liter pumping out some significant horsepower, 300 horsepower, I believe, Paul.
Yeah, you're right. And I think the same technology that's on the four-cylinder has been on the six-cylinder. That six-cylinder engine with this turbocharger has been really well-received. And now what we're able to do is apply that technology to the four-cylinder. So if they're two great engines using the same technology, the only difference is with a four-cylinder, it's inherently the balance is less.
Yeah.
Six-cylinders are inherently perfectly balanced. So what we had to do is we added two counter-rotating shafts to balance shafts to smooth out the engine, and we also have a harmonic damper on the flywheel. And it allows the engine to perform as smoothly as you could possibly get with a four-cylinder. And also, allows it to put out a lot of horsepower at very low RPMs and torque. We achieve peak torque at 1,250 RPM.
Wow.
Which is almost diesel-like.
Exactly, right off the line.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the styling. This is an area, too, that you have to be very careful because people are so loyal to the BMW 3 Series. I'm sure you have a lot of repeat customers, a lot of clubs, of course, revolve around the 3 Series. You can't step too far out of the box. So the styling, I would call evolutionary. Tell us a little bit about some of the styling differences with this all-new 3 Series that's just been unveiled here in Detroit.
You know, you touch on a good point. BMW owners, many of them, are extremely passionate about their cars, our cars. When we get it right, they let us know, and we don't get it right, they let us know. So we worked really hard to make it look like a BMW, make it look like a 3 Series. It is evolutionary. It does inherit a lot of the design cues that we've seen on the 5 Series and the 7 Series. We knew that kind of design was well received on the 5 and 7, and we were glad to bring that design flavor down to the 3 Series.
Let's talk a little bit about dimensions. What's the difference between this generation and the previous generation?
This car is about 3.7 inches longer. It's no wider on the body, but the track is wider, and the wheelbase is about 2 inches longer. And what we did is we used those extra dimensions to improve the interior package. We now have rear seat legroom. It's about an inch better.
Mm-hmm.
We have rear seat headroom has gone up. And in fact, the rear seat environment is about the same as our E39, which was a 5 Series from several years ago. So the rears, we've done a good job with the interior package. We've also increased the rear cargo, the load space, by about 1 cubic feet.
That's some significant improvements, because I could definitely see a little bit more room in the 3 Series back seat would be a good thing.
Yeah.
I definitely applaud your guys for doing that. Let's talk a little bit about some of the cool technology that you can get with the BMW 3 Series. I was reading on the plane over here that I understand that actually you can get a readout of actual horsepower and torque. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we do. We have in the iDrive display, you can pull up a menu that shows you what the horsepower and torque is. It's like it's two electronic gauges.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? It's fun to watch. I get a kick out of it. And, you know, it shows off. It helps you know how much you're using. We also have an Eco Pro mode. We have this, we're trying to encourage some drivers, help educate some drivers into how to drive more efficiently. And so not only can we have the display of horsepower and torque, but we can also display how much fuel you're using, how you're driving.
Mm-hmm.
Is influencing fuel economy. And the whole idea is to coach people, help educate them on how to drive.
Yeah.
And so if they wish to drive more efficiently,
right,
you're learning how. You're learning when to make the best shifts. You're learning what the impact is of heavy or light throttle.
Speaking of shifts, what are the transmission offerings in this new 3 Series?
We have our standard, our ZF 8-speed automatic transmission, and we also have automatic transmission, and we also have a manual transmission, and available at no charge. Both cars cost the same. And it's just the shifter feel, the way that transmission interacts with the engine and both the 6 and the 4, it's just fantastic. It makes it a really fun, involving car to drive.
When will North American consumers get a first opportunity to purchase a new 3 Series sedan, either the 328 or the 335? When will that happen?
We're building them now. They're getting loaded on the ships, and hopefully February. And February will be our first delivery.
So not that far down the road.
No, it's coming.
And in typical BMW fashion, of course, we'll see follow-up versions, including a coupe and a convertible and, who knows, station wagon maybe, and definitely an M3. And I hear the next generation M3 is going to go back to a six-cylinder engine, going away from the current V8. At least that's what the rumors are saying.
You've got some good rumors.
Very good. Where's the best place online? Is there one particular website or destination you would recommend for folks to check out all things BMW, and in particular this new 3 Series?
Yeah, no, come to BMWUSA.com, and you can learn everything you can about the car.
Well, Paul, thank you so much for telling us about this global debut here in Detroit at the North American International Auto Show.
All right, thanks very much for having us.
We'll take a pit stop and then more around the bend. I'm Bob Long.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a Reliable Carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
How much are you spending on your protein? Did you know that at normal cooking temperatures, you lose 50% or more of the amino acids that make up your protein? This means you're throwing away 50% of your money when eating cooked proteins, and you're burdening your organs of elimination. Proteins are vital to your health, but to get the full benefit, they must come into your bloodstream as undamaged amino acids. One World Whey is processed in a unique manner to protect the amino acids so they're easy to digest and use at the cellular level. The health benefits of undamaged whey protein are well documented. They are healing, reduced inflammation, increased levels of glutathione, detoxification, weight loss, muscle gains, more energy, and a better sense of well-being. If you want to have the energy to achieve your dreams, consider adding One World Whey to your diet. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. My name is Bob Long. We're here at the recently concluded press days of the Detroit Auto Show, the North American International Auto Show. I'm alongside Frank Placido, who is General Motors Director of Advanced Design for GM of California. Frank, it's great to see you. How you doing?
Thank you.
Last time we were out in your home base, the City of Angels. Now we're in Motown, and you got that two really cool vehicles introduced here on both Chevrolets. And before we tell folks about the vehicles specifically, I understand these vehicles are a result of a lot of research that you've done over a number of years. Tell us a little bit about how this project got its start.
About 2 years ago, we started something called the Youth Initiative, and it was not so much to go clinic as we typically would a property. We started talking to the youth and basically went out to colleges, UCLA, Pepperdine, on both coasts, West Coast, East Coast, and also high schools. And we were asking them, you know, well, how do you live? What's important to you? What's important to you as the brands? You know, what brands resonate with them? And we found out some interesting stuff. We found out that his Chevrolet was acknowledged. They knew trucks, and they knew Bumblebee, and they knew the Camaro. They didn't know the Corvette was a Chevy. So it was really a learning process for us. And, you know, they said one of the things we learned is we're not where they are. So we needed to be more in touch with them. And that's why the two vehicles we did is part of a program where we're trying to elicit their opinion on what they're looking for. What are their needs? What do they think about design? And because, again, you know, usually what I think most large companies do is give them what they think. So for us, it started 2 years ago, and then we came up with eight scenarios. And these were the first two scenarios that actually resonated the best. We went back to the youth with some imagery, and then we produced these cars for the show here in Detroit.
Excellent. Let's talk about these two Chevrolets. They've got some interesting names, to say the least. The Chevy Code 1 30R. What does that mean?
Code, and that's a little bit, the name kind of was driven from two sides of the house, marketing and design.
Okay.
Code kind of like the code, someone that has a code in their life. And really, what we liked was the 130R actually speaks to a turn on the very famous Formula One track in Japan, Suzuka.
Okay.
I think it's number two or three.
Yeah.
It's a curve, and it's called 130R. It's a right-hand turn. So,
oh, wow.
And again, these cars are both with youth looking for a coupe aesthetic, but they wanted a true four-place car because they want to take people places. So these were the little things that we were learning. It's like, well, you build a coupe and I can only carry one person. I'm not the most popular person in my group. So
interesting, yeah. And it's surprising when I stop and think about it. I mean, back, 100 years ago when I was in high school, to have a coupe, you're a lot cooler.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was like two's company, three's a crowd. But it seems like now the younger people, they want to travel in larger groups.
In packs, almost. It's interesting because I think that our perception is that they're so into texting, internet, you know, generation. Because we basically looked at people from 11 to 30. And our core was kind of 16 to 25. And they grew up with the internet. They grew up texting. And you know, they text in the middle of the night. They text, you know, all times during the day.
True.
But when they do get together, they do it as a group.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is an aspect we didn't realize. And I think it's something that we're still learning. And the idea between these two cars, and we've done digitally two interiors to be used in kiosks to get feedback. And there's two more interiors. We're going to have those out. And the goal is to take them all over the U.S. and globally, basically, and get feedback. And not only take them to events like South by Southwest, but on college campuses, maybe even high schools. We really want to get true feedback and have them give us an honest opinion of what we're doing, because that's the whole idea. If we can capture this market, it's a tremendous, you know, really large market. I think it's over 30 million possible potential buyers that are coming of the age of 30. So if you can tap that, I think you'll do well.
Absolutely. I mean, it's amazing to me when you stop and think about it, like you said a little bit earlier, that some of these young folks don't even realize that the Corvette is a Chevrolet. There's a lot of education that needs to be done, and like you say, there's a lot of education on the other end. You need to, as an automaker, you know, get with these folks and find out what the younger people are into. And certainly, as you pointed out, connectivity is such a major thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Again, back when you and I were in school, it was all about, you know, how many horsepower did you have? What kind of a vehicle, you know, how did it handle? But when it comes to the younger folks, it's more about how many devices they can hook up.
Yeah. And again, too, you know, you think, you know, as a company, we're definitely concerned about safety, especially in young adults driving. But they were as well. You know, they said, they want this to be easy. I want to be able to dock my iPhone, my BlackBerry, whatever they're using, a Droid, and then be able to use it seamlessly. And we have that with the MyLink. It does do that. And then voice recognition. As we go forward, you know, what else are we looking at? How can we tie OnStar into it? How can we make it vehicle safe but still get the same level of LinkedIn, you know, that you would have? So it's really interesting. I think that's one part of it, that with, through the HMI on the interiors that we did, we try to make it so that screens can be used by both driver and pilot, or pilot and passenger, and so that it's social, but it's still safe.
Very good. Very well said. Let's talk about the other vehicle that was unveiled here at the North American International Auto Show. Another Chevy concept vehicle. This one's called the True 140S. And there's an interesting story behind that name.
Well, True is kind of like true to its what it is. It's authentic, you know, and that's been what Chevy's brand's been about. Mm-hmm. 140 relates to 1.4 EcoTech turbo engine that we mm-hmm. have in it, and that's obviously sport. Again, it's another interpretation of a true four-place coupe. On, you know, we kind of had the two personalities that we initially kind of developed with the two young designers that worked on the car. One, the 140S. Was more of this kind of affordable exotic. Its profile is very sleek and almost super cab forward, almost looked mid-engine when we first started. The second car, the 130R, was a little bit more muscular, it's a true three box. You know, in our day, the 2002, the Datsun 510,
yeah.
It has that on it, but it's on steroids. And again, too, it has that a little bit of a classic proportion, but the design, I feel, is a modern interpretation of it, and it definitely is a Chevy. A little bit of, we call it functional muscle. So, you know, but you can seat four in it, and it can be a social vehicle.
Frank, it sounds like you've had a lot of fun with this project.
Oh, most definitely. And I think, you know, it's interacting with the students, and it has helped me relate to my two teenage sons. I have a 17, 19-year-old. You know, and I brought them in the studio, and I go, well, which one? You know, at first they were both kind of one and the other, and then they both landed actually on the 130R. And what we're kind of seeing is that the younger kids, like the millennials, seem to like the one red car, the 130R, and the white is more for the baby boomers. So it's like, it's very interesting.
And it's interesting, too, the 130R reference. I would imagine probably that evolved out of video games.
Absolutely. I think a little bit too much Gran Turismo and with the designs, you know, our young designers. So it was funny, we were watching something, and they can tell you, they play it way more than I do, but they can tell you every, oh, that's that track, and oh, this is that turn. I go, okay, very good. I feel educated.
Very good. Will folks be able to check these concept vehicles out online in any particular spot?
Yes, you know, if you go to Chevy, there'll be a link to the concepts. If you just actually type in Chevy concept coupes, North America International Auto Show, you'll find them easy.
Well, Frank, it's always a pleasure to talk with you. Congratulations. I can't wait to check these out in person and look forward to getting you back with us here on the program soon.
Thank you again for having me, Bob. It's been great.
We'll take a time out, and then more coming your way from the Motor City. I'm Bob Long.
For the latest new car reviews, automotive news, and industry trends, check out thelongdrive.com. You'll also find interviews with car company executives and designers. All this and more at thelongdrive.com. Isn't that right, Lucy?
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world-famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption, absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
About a Mercury, I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Well, the girl I love stole her from a friend. He got lucky, stole her.
You're listening to the recently held press days of the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. My name is Bob Long. We've been here having lots of fun talking to lots of cool people about incredible new offerings, world debuts, North American debuts, as well as looking back at 2011 and looking ahead to 2012. Right now, we're going to shine the light on some products from General Motors, and to tell us all about it is Jeff Luke, who's the Executive Director, Vehicle Line Executive for Global Trucks, Vans, and Crossovers. Jeff, it's a pleasure to meet you, and thank you so much for your time.
Yes, hi, Bob. Thank you for having me here today.
Let's talk a little bit about the lineup from General Motors in these areas. I mean, certainly when you look back at some recently introduced products, let's talk about SUVs, for example, the Equinox and the Terrain. Those have been big hits for GM. I'm sure you're getting some great response from owners and dealers alike.
Yeah, they're great products in the midsize crossover segment, the Chevrolet Equinox and the GMC Terrain. The value proposition of great fuel economy, great safety, great styling, great ride and handling performance, you know, all of those at a great price have really resonated with the customers, and you know, we couldn't be more happy with those products, and you know, we continue to see great sales.
And certainly, I have a friend that owns the previous generation Cadillac SRX. He's very pleased with it, but he wishes he had the new one because the new one is just that much cooler.
Yeah, it it has been just doing extremely well. We have set a sales record this past year, 2011, with the SRX. It continues to be a great luxury crossover, and you know, the value proposition for the Cadillac customer there is one that really resonates.
Let's talk a little bit about trucks. Certainly, there's a whole slew of offerings available from both the folks at Chevy and GMC, but the Silverado continues to be a perennial favorite, and the heavy-duty version, I know, has won some accolades from various publications and websites. How are the sales these days of trucks, both light-duty and heavy-duty?
Yeah, great question. The Silverado and the Sierra, both light-duty and heavy-duty, the pickup lineup continues to be very strong. You know, as you indicated, the heavy-duty lineup, both in the gas and the diesel segments, you know, if you look at the performance against our competitors, continues to be all in all, you know, doing very well, and the vehicles, based on their performance, are being rewarded for it.
That's great. And let's talk a little bit about the retention of pickup truck buyers. It seems like when it comes to this particular portion of the marketplace, folks are extraordinarily loyal to the brand.
Yeah, that's a great, great observation. You know, it's fierce loyalty here to the brand, and you know, our promise, my personal promise to the Chevrolet Silverado or the GMC Sierra owner is one about, you know, I am absolutely standing behind the performance of the truck, and you know, it needs to meet its promises of performance and durability and reliability, and that's a key cornerstone for us, is to ensure that the quality, reliability and durability are first and foremost there in their whole experience, because most of these people use these vehicles you know, for their living, and the truck has got to be there when they need it.
It makes a whole lot of sense. Jeff, here in Detroit, we've seen the introduction of a brand new Buick crossover vehicle. Buick continues to surprise lots of folks, and I know the folks within Buick are particularly excited about this crossover vehicle. Tell our listeners a little bit more about this offering.
Yeah, we're really excited for the Buick showroom, and we recently announced the Verano in the compact car segment, adding a smaller luxury car to the Buick lineup. The Encore, as you've noted, is the compact luxury Buick SUV that we're adding, and we've announced today. We're extremely excited about this offering. It will sit very proudly beside its larger cousin, the Buick Enclave, with the same value proposition. Mm-hmm. Extremely quiet, tuned, luxurious ride, great safety. It's just going to be a real winner, we believe, and we're going to sell it here in the North America market, and as well, we believe it'll be very successful in the Chinese market.
Jeff, it's a really interesting time in the automotive world. I mean, if you went back 100 years in automotive history, back then there were actually steam-powered vehicles, there were electric vehicles, there were hybrid vehicles, combination of electric and gasoline, and of course there was all kinds of varieties of fuel, and here we are more than 100 years later, and we've got the same situation going on. We've got plug-ins, we've got hybrids, we've got electric vehicles, and in the area of fuels, you guys are doing some very interesting things, particularly in the commercial market with CNG and LNG. Tell us about that.
Yeah, great observation there. The in the full-size truck and van lineup, we are in the market today. Customers can purchase a CNG van or an LPG powered van. And we'll be coming to market this year with a bi-fuel, a CNG gasoline combined heavy-duty pickup. So we're really excited about being able to offer these choices to the customer. Energy diversity is very important, and we need to be able to provide solutions to the customers so that that it helps them with specifically in the commercial area, the cost of ownership. These fuels generally are less costly than today's conventional gasoline options, and so cost of ownership is a big important factor, and we want to be able to provide these solutions.
Jeff, how long have you been with General Motors?
I've passed 25 years at the company.
Perfect. I'm just wondering your feelings about the brand. It's been through a lot, but it seems in talking with folks like you and some of the other members of the various teams, there's a renewed enthusiasm. There's a lot of car guys and girls at the helm, and it seems like you guys are on a roll.
Well, for me personally, since the day I started, and I can remember that day very vividly, I have loved working at General Motors and all the assignments I've had. I'm responsible for trucks and vans and crossovers today, and these are vehicles that I absolutely love. I pour my heart and soul into these things, and I think you hit the nail right on the head there. The people who are in the company today feel that same passion for ensuring that we're doing great products that meet the customer's expectations and aspirations. And every morning when I wake up, I'm so excited to get to work and be working on these opportunities. It's an exciting time.
Excellent, Jeff. Luke, thank you so much for joining us, telling us all about all the trucks, the vans, the crossovers, and lots more. He's the executive director for a group of all those different entities, the vehicle line executive, again, for Global Trucks, Vans, and Crossovers. Thanks for being a part of our broadcast here from Detroit.
Thanks very much, Bob.
We'll take a time out, and then more coming your way.
Want a clean, shiny car? Try the latest new technology, wash drops. No hose, no rinse, all you need is one bucket of water. Wash drops' advanced scientific formula is amazing. Simply wash with a clean sponge and wipe dry. Buy wash drops today exclusively on Amazon.com. Check out YouTube and washdrops.com. Wash drops, the smart solution.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-917-8523. Supplies are limited. 800-917-8523. 800-917-8523. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new bull repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man. How you drive that Cadillac there? I'm telling you. Ain't that a fine machine?
Broadcasting from the floor of the 2012 North American International Auto Show, my name is Bob Long. Thanks so much for being here. I'm sitting alongside right now a special guest from General Motors. It's my pleasure to welcome Jim Federico, who is the vehicle line executive for small and electric vehicles for General Motors. Hey there. It's great to see you, Jim. How you doing?
Great, Bob. Good to be here.
Well, it certainly has been a great year of success for the folks at General Motors with a variety of products. Let's begin by talking about the Cruze from Chevrolet. Not only has this vehicle done well here in the United States, but this vehicle, I understand, has done well all over the world.
That's right. Since we started making this generation of the Cruze, we've already sold over 1 million vehicles worldwide.
Wow, 1 million vehicles
over
worldwide.
1 million vehicles.
So North America, is that the number one place, or who's leading the charge?
Actually, if you look at the Asia, is probably, depending on when you take a look at the numbers, is number one. U.S., we just completed North America. We built 231,000 and sold those in the last year. We also, in the other regions, we have a station wagon version, a hatchback version, in addition to the four-door sedan.
That's fantastic. Another vehicle which I understand has rolled out quite well, a very stylish, very well-equipped small car. It's the Sonic from Chevrolet. Tell us the success story there.
Yep, so far so good. The Sonic, too. Also, we started that in a few other countries first, in Asia and Europe, and it's been doing well. But very quickly after that, we started production here. In fact, the only U.S. small car or domestic small car built in the United States. So it's right not too far away from where we are here at the Orion Assembly Plant in Lake Orion. So we have that. No, by the way, in that same assembly plant is the Buick Verano, which I'm sure you'll want to talk about, too. So Sonic has taken off quite well. The press The journalists are considering it one of the best small cars produced. We have both a hatchback and a notchback, so both of them are taking off quite well, probably a 50-50 split, and a much younger demographic, which we were interested in.
Certainly, it's very important to attract the younger demographics, and you guys seem to be doing that with a wide variety of products, and a lot of conquest buyers seem to be coming over to General Motors, and that's good news.
Yep. Especially in the Buick world, mm-hmm. A lot of conquest buyers, and as you're familiar with, we just launched not that many weeks ago the new Buick Verano,
mm-hmm.
And that's a luxury compact, which today, domestically in North America, the only companies that really been in there has been the Volvos, the Audis, and so on. So
mm-hmm.
We believe we're the first true domestic to come in with a luxury compact sedan. The Verano fits really, really well, and we believe as that market grows, people are interested in a beautiful, quiet, well-balanced fuel economy versus acceleration, premium execution car. The Verano stands really tall. So real pleased. And now we're adding, which we'll reveal here tomorrow, the new Encore, the Buick Encore, which will be a small crossover, a small luxury crossover. Again, our market, we think, today is sort of empty relative mm-hmm. to North America, but we also see it growing and growing at a decent rate. And, again, we're going to be the first domestic in there. And actually, even the true competition for this type of vehicle really sits in mm-hmm. Europe today. It's really more in a Audi Q3 or mm-hmm. or a BMW X1. It's really not here, even though we have to believe eventually they will come. And we'd like to get a foothold on that. And we're real pleased. You'll see that tomorrow as a good reveal and a lot more details on it. But as we look at the Buick customers, we think they can come in and say, I love the idea of this new Buick, quiet, beautiful, well-balanced, premium, and I don't know if I want a luxury sedan or a luxury crossover, so we'll have those at the small side and all the way up to the large, in other words, the Enclave and the LaCrosse. And in the middle is our true sports sedan, which is the Regal, like the new Regal GS.
And the Regal GS is certainly a vehicle that has surprised lots of journalists with their reviews, and I would imagine you're probably getting some great feedback from some of the new buyers. I imagine a lot of conquest buyers. This is a Buick that we haven't seen perhaps ever from the brand.
That's correct. And the conquest buyers for LaCrosses, for the Regals, has it been probably one of the largest we've had in any of our divisions. So it's very, very encouraging, and we believe we've hit the mark. I think the brand characteristics we put in these new Buicks is here to stay.
Let's talk about a vehicle which has taken home so many awards over the last year, and that's the Chevrolet Volt. There's been some mixed reports about the sales of the vehicle, but I know that you're building it in pretty small quantities. Kind of set the record straight. How has the Volt been doing?
Actually, from a sales perspective, many of us didn't expect it to go like a rocket. It's a new technology. Still to this day, many people are having a hard time understanding that it's an electric vehicle with an extended range gasoline engine.
Mm-hmm.
So it's tough for them to understand, and when are they interested in. So we knew it would be a slow growth, and the slow growth is occurring. We finished up the year approximately 8,000 total built in sales. We also throughout the year, went from a small number of states to finally all the states that you can buy it in. Still to this day, every dealer just has one or two vehicles outside of normal ordering. So there's not a lot out there. We went through some fun in the last month or so. Relative to some concerns out of our brothers in NHTSA and others. We've now been through that and reacting appropriately, and every car is still doing well. Even through some of that, the sales through the month of December barely had a dip. So we're pretty pleased, and we think we are both capacity and continued education to the public on what this vehicle is all about puts us in a pretty good position for this new year, 2012. At the same time, as you may have heard from Mark Royce, President of North America, we will continue to align demand with capacity or capacity with demand.
That certainly makes a lot of sense. Sounds like it's an exciting time to be at General Motors, an invigorated General Motors. I've talked to a number of executives today, and it seems like all you guys are really excited about what's going on.
Yeah, I think it is a new GM. I'll call it the best of the old with a lot of new. And many of us that have been around a long time couldn't be more excited.
That's excellent. Let's talk a little bit about some of the unique things that you've been doing in the areas of reaching out to younger folks. You've been clinicking, I understand, a lot of vehicles with some really young demographics.
Yes, we actually have, if you saw the Chevrolet reveal this morning, we actually have a couple models that we've been working with the definitely under 30 crowd, as they call the new group, the Millenniums. And we've been getting a lot of input. If you go back to what we did, I want to say it was four years ago or so, where we came out and we had, both on the internet and the shows, we had a Chevy Beat, Chevy Track.
Oh, yeah, I remember those, yeah.
And remember, we reached out for input on the internet, right down to naming, to what the car should have, which one looked like the best styling. We're taking that to the next level, and we're utilizing this set of vehicles. So you may have saw the R130 and the 140 and so on, and it is information that we've been dealing with a very strong and influential group of younger, less than 30 demographic potential buyers. What are they looking for in a vehicle? Right down to what kind of a propulsion system, what type of value, price, interior, exterior, connectivity, how they work with their phones, and we've got excellent input to the point of you saw a couple of our concept design models based on their input. And we will continue to work with them. It sets us up with great knowledge for our next generation version of almost all our small cars because their interest is huge in small cars.
Well, it's all good news. And, Frank, I want to thank you very much for stopping by our broadcast locale and telling us all about it. We look forward to getting out there on the floor and checking it out.
Okay, Bob, thank you much for the time.
We'll step aside, and then more coming your way from Detroit. I'm Bob Long.
Going on to difficult times. Well, one of our listeners sent me a note saying, well, Harry, is there a point where not when something gets priced too high, but is there a point when finally gets down to a bottom number where it actually can sell?
Yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.